Test 4, Part 1. Now open your question paper and look at Part 1. There are 7 questions in this part. For each question, there are 3 pictures and a short recording. For each question, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. Before we start, here is an example. What did the boy forget to bring home from school?
Let me have all your gym clothes out of your sports bag. They need to be washed.
Yeah, Mum, I'm just finishing this worksheet. Mr. Mason's maths homework's really difficult. I can't remember how to do it, and now my pen's run out of ink.
Oh, here, have this pen. Now, where's your bag?
I'm afraid I left it at school, Mum. I'll bring it home tomorrow, I promise.
The answer is C. Look at the 3 pictures for question 1 now. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice. 1. Who does the girl need to phone?
Miranda, you got a call when you were out playing tennis. It was from Joe. He said he'll meet you on the steps in front of the library at 5 this afternoon.
I'll have to ask Dad if he can drive me there. Where is he?
Still at work. Call him now before he leaves his office.
Good idea.
Now listen again.
Miranda, you got a call when you were out playing tennis. It was from Joe. He said he'll meet you on the steps in front of the library at 5 this afternoon.
I'll have to ask Dad if he can drive me there. Where is he?
Still at work. Call him now before he leaves his office.
Good idea.
2. What was the weather like for the picnic?
It's such a lovely day today. The sun is shining. Why wasn't it like this on Saturday for the picnic?
Well, I know it was windy, but at least it didn't rain. You were still able to eat outside.
Yes, but everything got blown over, including a glass of water which went all over me. I was so wet.
Oh dear.
Now listen again.
It's such a lovely day today. The sun is shining. Why wasn't it like this on Saturday for the picnic?
Well, I know it was windy, but at least it didn't rain. You were still able to eat outside.
Yes, but everything got blown over, including a glass of water which went all over me. I was so wet.
Oh dear.
3. What will the boy buy from the newsagents later this week?
Did you go to the newsagents this morning, Andy?
I did, but they didn't have all the things I wanted to buy.
Not even your superhero comic?
Oh, I got that, but I'm still waiting for Shoot, my football magazine. Mr. Thomas, the newsagent, said he'll have it on Tuesday, so I'll buy it then. Fortunately, this week's wildlife news was on the shelf.
Now listen again.
Did you go to the newsagents this morning, Andy?
I did, but they didn't have all the things I wanted to buy.
Not even your superhero comic?
Oh, I got that, but I'm still waiting for Shoot, my football magazine. Mr. Thomas, the newsagent, said he'll have it on Tuesday, so I'll buy it then. Fortunately, this week's wildlife news was on the shelf.
4. How will the friends get to the party?
There's a party on at Chris's house on Saturday afternoon. Shall we all go together? You, me, Sean and Emma and the twins.
OK, let's go by scooter.
Not enough of us have scooters to take everyone there. We could just walk. Chris's house isn't too far.
Fine. And then later we could get the bus back home if we want to.
Now listen again.
There's a party on at Chris's house on Saturday afternoon. Shall we all go together? You, me, Sean and Emma and the twins.
OK, let's go by scooter.
Not enough of us have scooters to take everyone there. We could just walk. Chris's house isn't too far.
Fine. And then later we could get the bus back home if we want to.
5. What can't the girl find?
Mum, it's Gina. Do you have Aunt Sarah's address? I want to send her that picture you took of the two of us at the zoo last month. She'll love it. I've got an envelope and stamps, and I know I wrote down her details, but I just don't know where I put them. Please call me back when you get this message. I want to post it to her today.
Now listen again.
Mum, it's Gina. Do you have Aunt Sarah's address? I want to send her that picture you took of the two of us at the zoo last month. She'll love it. I've got an envelope and stamps, and I know I wrote down her details, but I just don't know where I put them. Please call me back when you get this message. I want to post it to her today.
6. What time does the boys' bus leave?
It's 4:10 now. Have we got time to go and get a drink before your bus goes?
I'm not sure. I need to find where the bus leaves from, and it says the departure time is 4:25 on my ticket.
Oh, it won't take more than 5 or 10 minutes to get a drink, and you could buy a snack for your journey too.
OK, but let's be quick.
Now listen again.
It's 4:10 now. Have we got time to go and get a drink before your bus goes?
I'm not sure. I need to find where the bus leaves from, and it says the departure time is 4:25 on my ticket.
Oh, it won't take more than 5 or 10 minutes to get a drink, and you could buy a snack for your journey too.
OK, but let's be quick.
7. What did the girl spend her birthday money on?
Today's topic is things that are important to us. As you might know, it was my birthday last week. I usually spend any birthday money I get on clothes, but I got a dress for my birthday, so I bought this instead. It's for tonight at 7:30 to see the tower birds, and I've got a seat right at the front. If you've never heard their music, I've got their latest CD here, and I'm going to play this track, which is really important to me because...
Now listen again.
Today's topic is things that are important to us. As you might know, it was my birthday last week. I usually spend any birthday money I get on clothes, but I got a dress for my birthday, so I bought this instead. It's for tonight at 7:30 to see the tower birds, and I've got a seat right at the front. If you've never heard their music, I've got their latest CD here, and I'm going to play this track, which is really important to me because...
That is the end of part 1.